When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, welcome back. Today's topic is about mindsetting, a slight tweak of thinking as changing a mindset and looking at life with not with the whys, but with the what. So let's go on to that. Let's have a chat about that. It is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, and I'm here creating podcasts to provide some highlight and enlighten people with some different way of thinking. And today, and every day, I have pledged myself for 2024 to actually create 366 podcasts and aiming for one a day. So this is my target, and just getting the information out, helping people with anxiety, trauma, and depression. And so welcome aboard for those that have arrived first time. Hope you can hang around and see the value of it. And then also, if you feel like this is something that someone could hear, one or particular episode that might help someone, by all means, please subscribe and pass the information on. And we're a big community here, and it's just nice to be able to share and care. So going on with the subject, with the topic of the day, it's basically I'm aiming at healing anxiety by asking the right questions, not so much the why, but the what. So what does that actually mean? So what does it actually mean? It is not the why, but the what. And when we do get a little bit of misfortune or a lack of luck, and it comes our way, we often ask, why me? Why has this happened to me? My universe, my God, why is this happening to me? Why this anxiety, come into my field of my mind? Say, why is my mind getting so electrocuted with all this, with all this anxiety? And the more we keep asking the whys, and not the what, we tend to be able to, have a different type of chemical reaction to our thoughts, emotions, and stimulating the amygdala and the emotional center part of our brain, and forever processing the wrong thing. So let's flip the switch, and let's talk about flip the switch, because we have the ability to do that. And let's go with the story. So let's look at this. Once we do this, we actually embrace resilience. We find harmony in life's adversity and challenges, and it's all about finding harmony. The sooner the better, in this adversity. Yeah, life is always problematic. Like our last segment episode that we talked about, the Buddha and him, his story, and now the belief of the belief that through our cravings and desires and not we do create you know, we do create our own suffering to a point. But this, by having a different mindset, instead of so much why, and concentrating on and giving focus to the what, things could change. This simple shift in perspective can have a profound impact on how we heal from anxiety and also it's in the life challenges. So when we are faced with more misfortune, the natural question to ask is, why is this happening to me? We might question our faith or wonder if we are deserving of such hardships, right? Why me? Why am I getting anxiety? Why am I traumatized? I think the question is really, really focusing on the what. We'll come back to that a little bit later. So, however, instead of dwelling on the why, can we just ask ourselves, what can I learn? What can I learn from this? What is universe God trying to teach me? A little story, an inspiring story, which I managed to capture from another influencer on anxiety. They came up, they told a story about a missionary in China who had this perspective. He encountered a woman on a train who had a radiant face, full of content, no worries, almost not struggling. She was untouched by trouble. She had a lot of trouble. As they communicated and conversed, he discovered that she had been a missionary. She had been a missionary in India, and who had to return home because she had a lung disease. Also, she had lost her right hand while working on a threshing machine, so it was cut off. And so you can see the trouble and the seriousness of her matter, of her, you know, of her life. But rather than asking why this misfortune had befallen her, she had the mindset of immediately looking up and asking the universe, God, Lord, what do you really want me to do now? What is it that you want me to do now that I haven't got a right hand? My hand is gone. What work can I do right now? Her unwavering courage and strength of character just allowed her to turn her farm into a home for the aged, the sick, the feeble, and just bringing blessings to those in need. And then she found her purpose, a higher calling. This disabled person found the way of not asking so much pitiful whys, asking for the answers of pitiful whys, but found a way out, a different mindset. And then no wonder she was all glowing in her face, right? So we can learn from this brave woman as this great example. Instead of questioning, you know, the universal design, God's design, and working in design and working in our lives, we can demonstrate the geniusness of our faith, their faith and adequacy of the grace, just by shifting the focus from why to what, and by asking, what can we learn and how can we grow from our experience? And no matter what we're feeling right now, anxiety is not permanent. It comes and goes. But if we can focus on a higher purpose, it should fade away even quicker. So we're open. Here's we get the chance to open ourselves up to the possibilities of finding purpose and meaning in the face of adversity. Life is full of adversity. And we need to come to terms with that. We need to be okay with that. And once again, my quote I love quoting is, if we can just feel like we're okay in the adversity and sit in disturbance rather than fight or push it, anger with it, then things will be okay with us. It's simple as that. So the adverse circumstances, you know, in life, it's up to us to deal with this type of adverse circumstance situations that cause triggers and anxiety. Then rather than keep questioning why, like, let's embrace the resilience and trust that the universe, God, will show us what we need to do. Just by letting go of the need to answer any surrounding surrendering to the journey, right? Surrendering to the journey. We can find healing and discover our own unique path of to bring this blessing to others through us. Remember that sometimes the intervention of the spirit works through us. This or the creation works through us for the benefit, not just us. It's for them, for others. So when we say we serve people, we are working and creating for others. Because in this life, it's all about supporting each other on this journey, and no one should have to do it alone or think they need to do it alone and never think why. And so let's go a little bit deeper in, you know, adopting this resilient perspective of asking what instead of why. Like, you know, this can have a profound effect on our healing and growth, especially in the anxiety area. And here are a few tips. Let's go look at it, a few key points to consider, like the shift from why to what. So when we're actually faced with a challenge, our natural inclination is to what? Do what? Ask why. Why has this happened to me? I know it's not easy. It's easily said and done. I get that, right? But if we can just twist it a little bit and have this kind of mindset thinking, you know, the things could change for us. However, now, the question often leads us to a sense of victimhood, right? Victim this, because we're used to being a victim. Some of us haven't lifted out of this victim mentality or victim mindset or mind model. It could have been passed down, it had been given to us. And the moment we can have just shift ourselves out of the victimhood and things will change. Otherwise, we live in this thing called stuck in life, or sucked into a life. And this kind of self-cycle pity is forever. By shifting our focus to what we can learn from this, sit back, fold back, go beyond our thinking, go sit in a seat of consciousness, and through meditation we'll be able to find out. Go back into that space and go come out of the victimhood. And the idea is to come back to the real us. So we can be in touch with the learning from all the situation, all the adversity, turning adversity, becoming resistant, resilient, and finding ourselves, looking at being open to our growth and to all the possibilities. And if we just keep that heart open and not closed, we'll have more energy to do things and to shift. So let's look at another point, finding meaning and purpose. Now, by asking what we can learn or how we can grow, we invite meanings and purpose into our lives. Adversity or bad luck, whatever you want to call it, can be an opportunity for personal transformation and can reveal strengths and qualities we didn't even know we possessed, we had, right? This allows us to align ourselves with our greater purpose, like the lady in the story, the missionary who founded a, you know, she had a farm, and she did her damn best to, you know, shelter people, and she found a greater purpose in her life. And she had no hand, and she also had lung problems. So she shifted her whole mindset. She found to ask the right question. And, you know, to help with the well-being of others. So another one we can look at is trust in the higher power. Trust in our higher power. Now, shifting our perspective from why to what requires trust in the higher power or the universe. It means surrendering to the journey, you know, and having the faith that there is a greater plan for work for us. There's a greater plan. We just need to tap into that. Most of us go on to life in a grinding away in in the hamster wheel that we don't even get a chance. Those who can think are dangerous. Those who can think or give themselves the time to think become dangerous in this life. And then they can see the greater plan at work. So give us a chance to go beyond our adversity, go beyond our anxiety, to see the truth of us. This trust allows us to let go of the need to immediate answers and to embrace the process of growth and healing. This journey is about growth and healing, as mentioned in the last few podcasts, going back a week or so. It's so important. So let's go to another one, cultivating resistance. We can cultivate resistance. How do we do that? We can do that by embracing the perspective of asking what strengths and resilience is the bit, you know, resilience can be the ability to bounce back from adversity and to adapt a challenging circumstance. Now, by focusing what we can learn and how we can grow, we can develop a mindset. We can learn by focusing what we need to learn and how we can grow. You know, we can develop the mindset of resilience that empowers us to face future challenges with strength and courage. Now, the more actually you think about what I've noticed, the more that we think about, huh, that was cool. That I was so resilient to this circumstance or this situation, this place, this past triggers. I'm okay with that now. The more we're disturbed, this is our opportunity to learn to be resistant with that resistance, the power of non-resistant, and to become resilient with this future, you know, occurrence. But if we keep resisting it, it keeps going around. We're stuck in this hamster wheel, right? So now we can also look at the impact on mental health here, which is important in anxiety. If we can just adopt the perspective of asking what instead of why, we can have a positive effect on our mental health. We've got the possibility to switch that thing off, to dial to another channel, to go into a different frequency. You know, it's a shift our mindset from dwelling on the negative aspects of our circumstances to be the warrior, to seek that solution and the opportunities to grow. This shift can reduce the anxiety, increase beautiful optimism in life, and just improve overall well-being because our mind chemistry changes. And within no time, we become so resilient to what's going on. But first thing is awareness. And this is what this podcast is, to create this awareness. You know, how we can use less of the whys, but a lot more of the whats. So just in a nutshell, like what role does trust in higher power of the universe play in adopting the perspective of asking what instead of the why? Number one, like trust in the higher power in the universe will play a significant role in adopting the perspective of asking what instead of the why. And here's the why. First of all, the moment we surrender to this journey, we start to trust in the higher power of the universe, of God, which involves the ability to surrender to the journey of this life. The moment we surrender and being with anxiety, it means that we're stuck on the forever attention on something and not letting go, not knowing how to surrender. It's one of the keys to anxiety. The moment we just learn to surrender, and we do that, we can learn that through meditation. By us surrendering, we let go of all the need for immediate explanations and embrace the process of growth and healing. Why do we always need to be locked into the meanings of anything? Instead of, why can we just learn to flow? And another one is faith in a greater plan, trusting a higher power. The universe means having faith that there is a greater plan at work for us. It allows us to believe that even in the face of adversity, there's a purpose and meaning behind experience. This faith gives us hope, allows us to see challenges as an opportunity for personal transformation. And finding the guidance, the wisdom, and when we trust in this higher power or the universe, we open ourselves up to receiving guidance, coding, whatever you want to call it, wisdom from a higher space by asking what instead of the why. We invite insights and lessons that can help us navigate through this difficult situation, anxiety, and trusting there is a divine presence guiding us, giving us the confidence to explore new possibilities and make decisions aligned with a higher purpose. It's all in this human design. It's all there. We have the opportunities to come out and to see the truth and not be confused by the truth. We can cultivate patience. I would love to do a beautiful presentation of patience and how by using patience one day that we can, you know, almost eliminate anxiety just by patience. And we also have the power of acceptance. Now, trusting in a higher power or the universe requires cultivating patience. There's so much quality, there's so much character in learning to be patient and not hyperactivating, the senses or the amygdala. By patient we can actually, you know, you can feel the pause, you know, between the spaces. It also means understanding that things may not always go as planned and there may be a larger unseen picture at play, right? This patience and acceptance allows us to let go of resistance and embrace the present moment when we are faced with challenges. This also gives us the next thing we need to know is another great point is this gives the opportunity to strengthen our resilience. Trusting in a higher power of the universe strengthens our resilience naturally. It provides a sense of support and reassurance that we are not alone in this journey. No one's alone. We have these false perceptions that we're alone. False. There's no such thing, being alone. It's only our minds that create the prisons of being alone, walls and bars. It's called a psychic wall. And this belief helps us tap into our inner strengths and face adversity with courage and determination. And so, it's now time to sit back and time to let everything go and let go of anything that's been too exciting for us, and it's time for our meditation. I really encourage you at this point to just find your quiet and comfortable space to sit or lie down somewhere. All my podcasts have a meditation at the end of it. And the aim of them is to find and practice the quiet and comfortable space and teach your body, condition your body to find that space, that calmness and to allow us time to breathe, to naturally breathe in, breathe. And also, and I would also like you to, I'll invite you to close your eyes now. And I invite you to do a few breaths, inhaling, deep inhales, at least three times to get our center, to find our center. It allows us to let go of any tensions, to let go of your tensions or any stresses that you've collected during this day. You might be starting this day with thoughts of tension, or you might be ending your day, and this is a time to breathe out the tension, of our lives, of our body. Now allow your body to just relax. Let's take a few deep breaths through the nostril. Hold at the top and exhale for 8 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale must be slower and longer. Let's do that again, 2 more times. Inhale on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the breath for 4 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, inhale for 8. Exhale for 8. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you got the gist of it. Let's just do one together. Right, your own time. Sighing out for 8. Relaxing here. Just checking in this present moment, how you feel. Allowing your senses to search your body, scan your body and find areas that you might feel tense. And just speak into those spaces, the parts, and soften, asking them to soften. And focus on those parts that you feel that you're tense about. And just release your shoulders and just soften everything. As you go into a deeper state of relaxation, and in this moment, I choose to embrace resilience and seek growth. In this moment, I release the need to ask why. Instead, I ask, what can I learn? I surrender to the journey of life and trust in the higher power of this universe. I have faith in a greater plan, knowing that there is a purpose in every experience that I'm having. I open myself to receiving guidance and wisdom from this divine. I am patient and accepting of the twists and turns in my life on this path, on this journey. I cultivate a deep sense of trust in the process of healing and growth. I let go of any resistance and embrace the present moment with pure grace. I tap into my inner strengths and resilience in the face of adversity. I find meaning and purpose in the challenges I encounter. I align myself with a greater purpose and contribute to the well-beings of others. I believe that every obstacle is an opportunity for personal transformation. I trust that there are lessons to be learned from each experience, my experience. I release the need for immediate answers and allow space for growth and healing. I have faith that everything is unfolding as it should in the divine timing. I am open to receiving insights and breakthroughs that guide my journey. I have a confidence in my ability to navigate through difficult situations. I am growing more aware in my journey and path. I embrace life challenges and find harmony within. I let go of the past and step into the possibilities of the present moment. I am resilient, bouncing back from adversity with strength and courage. I choose optimism and a positive mindset in the face of all challenges. I trust that the universe supports me in my journey, in my healing, and in my growth. I am grateful for the lessons I've learned and the person that I'm becoming. I'm resilient, adaptable, and capable of overcoming any obstacle. I carry this sense of trust and resilience with me as I continue on my path of this personal growth of mine. And let's take one more moment to just mull over these words and take a moment to breathe in deeply and exhale ever slowly, softening everything, and feel the sense of peace and the empowerment that comes with embracing resilience and just trusting this journey. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and carry this sense of trust and resilience with you throughout your day, and carry all the words that you've heard, the mindset of not dwelling too much on the whys, but ask, what can I do? What can I do? What is the lesson to this? What is the lesson to my suffering, to my challenges, to my anxiety? Dear friends, thank you for listening. This has been another wonderful podcast, and really enjoy putting this together for all of us. Wishing you a gentle, smooth, happy, peaceful, and loving journey. This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. If I can ever assist you to find your inner peace or change the mindsets to help you live a more wonderful, relaxed, and peaceful life of purpose, happy to. With having said that, wishing you a wonderful night, morning, and wherever you are in this universe, namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.